الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This ayat, we are repeating it always, and the message which is in it is very, very important for all of us. And repetition is the best teacher, and repetition can become very boring also. If we take it that I need this, and I haven't got it, and I must get it, then it will be very beneficial. If we take it, I've got it already, then now it's boring. What must I listen to it again? So any person who feels like we have a Quran Sharif, we read the same Quran Sharif. Those who read it with this, that I have to benefit from the Quran Sharif, they believe. Others who feel that it's boring, how much must I read the Quran Sharif? The kitab reading of the Jamaat, Allah increase it, and the same kitab is read all the time. Those of us who listen with an interest and to benefit will find great, great knowledge coming out from it and from the Quran Sharif, even if we don't understand. The miracle of the Quran, if we do it with earnestness and with passion, we will get the benefits of it. And if we, that I have listened to this so many times, I must listen to it again, it's boring, then we, not only that it's not beneficial, it's harmful then for us, that attitude. So Allah give us to understand. So that the Roza, repeatedly we are saying, to remind myself, to remind everyone, not just we are keeping Rozas, alhamdulillah, but not just the faraid we fulfill, but we keep a perfect Roza. We keep the spirit also, and we keep the body also. And we all know that the spirit is more important than the body. The soul is more important than the body. The soul is the most important. So the farz roza is also absolutely essential. And farz namaz also. But the inside of namaz is the real essence of namaz. The inside of the roza, that is the real essence. Then we will know what roza is. Otherwise it will be just staying hungry. And we will every day Ramzan rozas will come and go. Ramzans will come and go, and all we got was staying hungry. But if we kept the proper roza, then we'll know what Allah made farz on us, and what a great gift it is. Otherwise, it will be just like a burden keeping rozas. But when we keep it with its proper essence, the same thing with namaz. If we are just making the outside of namaz, and just an exercise, we are just going up and down, and then it's like a burden for us. I have to perform 5 times namaz, get up for Fajr, stay awake till Isha. But if we are getting the fruit of namaz, then namaz will be a passion, and it will be desirous. So roza also, Allah give us tawfiq. So of that we discussed, one was the roza of the eyes. And whoever have tried, and we just have to try. The results is from Allah's side. Results are not in our hands in all matters. There were those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who did not have one follower. But nobody in the world can say the Nabi was unsuccessful. If the people didn't listen, they are unsuccessful. The Nabi was 100% successful, he did his mission. And hidayat is not in the hands of any Nabi, any Wali, any Farishta. Allah kept hidayat solely in his hands. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ Whom Allah wants to. So our duty is the effort. So even the roza, we make the effort, the result Allah will give. And Allah is most appreciative, نعم القادرين. Allah, according to what we make our effort, Allah will give it to us. So we make the effort. So the roza of the eyes also, let us make that effort, consciously make the effort. And then roza of the tongue also, which is also absolutely essential, very important. Then we'll know what roza is, and we'll appreciate roza, and we'll look forward to roza. then the roza of the ears also, that what we listen to, how we listen to. So further to about the roza of the ears of listening, and also in all these things, whether it is the eyes, the tongue, the ears, see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also, and recognize Allah thereby, by appreciate, by use our brains for the right things, to understand what the great qudrat of Allah, the eye is, the tongue is, the ears are, that we can hear, etc. One time, one person was going with his son on a train, and looking out, the son was amazed. He says, look at the meadows, look at the cows, look at the dams. So the people around told the father, you take your son to a doctor, there's something wrong with him. He's like so overtaken by these things. He says, I'm coming from the doctor. That he couldn't see first. Now he can see. And so he was a person who was blind and can see. We are seeing people who are blind. Our eyes, our vision is there, but we are blind also. We see, but we don't take any. See and see right. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala himself also. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my bandas, my people ask, where am I? Tell them, I'm close, I'm near. How close? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your life vein. We are more closer to you than your life is to you. We are more closer to you than your ruh and soul is to you. Without your soul, nothing functions. We are more closer than that. And we have been just given this duty and task of our whole life to find Allah. And Allah didn't make him far. Allah made himself closer than our life is to us. And if we still didn't find Allah our whole life, we used our eyes the whole life, but we didn't see Allah. We saw everything else, we didn't see Allah. Allah gave us our tongue, we spoke of everything in the world. We even asked dua, made dua to Allah with the tongue. But we didn't ask Allah to become ours. We used our ears to hear everything, but we didn't hear the kalam of Allah. We didn't hear the call of Allah. Adhan we didn't hear. Hearing people and we are not hearing. No respect for the adhan. Like the adhan goes like nothing is happening. And what a change in the alam-e ghaib happens. When adhan starts, shaitan runs from that place. Malaika throng and come down to a whole big change. But for me and for you, unfortunately, it's just nothing. We don't see, we don't find Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to hearing further, that's a great miracle of Allah, that Allah made the ears to hear. Allah's qudrat is above everything. On the day of Qiyamah, then the parts of the body will speak. And a person will say, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will be shocked. The parts of the body are speaking and they're giving evidence against us now. A person will say, the hands, I touched a woman, whatever, and for your fun, you enjoyed, O hand. Today you are turning against me. They will be state witnesses. They will turn against us and they will give evidence against us. Every part of the body. They will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has made us speak, who makes everything speak. It is in the hands of Allah. When Allah wants to, animals speak. When Allah wants to, stones speak. When Allah wants to, plants speak. And all the miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all these things spoke and gave evidence also. When Allah wants to, a newborn baby who is just born, he speaks also. And when they speak, how don't they speak? When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, they accused his mother, Maryam alayhi salam. She said, ask him. They said, who can't speak doesn't want to speak. You're not saying anything. And who can't speak, you're telling he must speak. But he spoke, and he spoke such that no one can give a bayan like Isa alayhi salam. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني. What a speech he gave. Who can give a bayan? And when that time when he couldn't speak, so Allah is very close. Let us find Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to the ears also, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Don't become like those people in Allah. He's addressing his friends again. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Don't become like those people who say we hear, but they are not hearing. Yeah, also, whatever, when waaz and nasihat, some of us will say, that's all hogwash, that's all rubbish, he's speaking rubbish, because we are not listening properly. We are not taking it for our benefit. And we have got our way of thinking, and we want to, what we want to hear, that we hear. And what we don't want to hear, we are not hearing. A little child, when he's putting up his tantrums, no matter what the mother is telling, the father is threatening the child, the granny, the child is just not listening. But the minute you say something in its favor, it wanted the juice, for example. The minute now you bring the juice, now it listens. But when you are telling it to eat food, it's kicking its legs, lying down, making all performances, what and what. So we are still the same also. So we don't do it physically, perhaps mentally. When something suits us, then, oh, very good bayan, Maulana. One Maulana, he says that, what bayans he gives. He never speaks of Jahannam, only about Jannah. And about Jahannam, if we don't speak, that why did the Quran speak? So much the Quran is filled. Why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came as Nazir and Bashir? First comes Nazir usually, that he's Nazir and he's Bashir. He warned us all, and how the hadith are full. So this is all very necessary. And a person who takes heed, who listens, we have to learn to listen also. And if we listen, then there is great benefit for us. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. Allah says, those people who say we hear, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And then Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السُّكْمُ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those people who are blind, who are deaf, they are the worst, who are dumb. These people, they are the worst of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So let us see that we listen also. And we take heed of what we listen. So we are not negative from before already. That we just have to listen, so we're going to listen. No, let us listen. And also very important, when we listen to talks of deen, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Rahmatullah Ali, they had an academic discussion about Nabi Tamar. That is, when from fruit you make some juice, from khajur, etc. When does it remain as this juice? When does it become intoxicating? When does it start fermenting? All that discussion. And it appears this is until today. With the soft drinks also. That whether they are permissible, they are not permissible. Whether it is, what are the ingredients, what are the things? Till today. Anyway, so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, discuss the subject, not the people. In order to prove your point, you say so and so also used to drink cold drink. So and so also. No, see the point, they said. In what we speak today in our language, trouble the ball, not the man. See, discuss the issue. Don't discuss the people and what they have got to say. See the issue. So yeah, also see what are the issues that about what is being spoken. And then if it's right, then accept it. And if it is wrong, present your argument. It's so simple. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah Ta'ala says, warns us. Then with regard to this hearing also, Allah Ta'ala says, in the Quran Sharif, there are three attitudes that a person, people have when they are hearing. One is only sami'na, we heard. What you had to say, we heard you out. And finish, nothing now. Now we're not doing anything about it. You wanted to say what you wanted to say, and we heard what you say. The others are those who are worse also. Sami'na wa asayna. We heard, but we're not going to listen to you. We not only heard, we understood also what you say. We know what you are saying. Many of us are saying, what you're saying is right, but I can't do it. And we said already from before that this is not for me. I can't manage this. This is beyond me. Such a person also doesn't get tawfiq. That to do what he has to do, we make the niyat that what I'm going to listen, I'm going to read Quran Sharif, all the kitab reading that is taking place from morning till night, from the 11 o'clock program that we are having, all that, if we are listening and with the niyat of listening. Also at that point, one very beneficial thing for all of us, ulama have written, whenever we listen to any bayan, the Jummah khutbah also, we don't know Arabic, but listen with this four intentions. And any bayan, kitab reading, students when they are doing their sabah, they basically do it to learn it. They don't do it to make amal. They just they must know their sabah. But all of us, if we make this four intentions, and the intention is necessary. What is the four intentions? One is, I will listen attentively. That is the first thing. Not that I'm just listening carefree. Well, as long as my mind is there, I'm listening. But as soon as my mind drifts, I will go with my mind. And wherever my mind takes me to, I will go there. I won't be present here. And that is a big deception. Bodily, we are here, physically. But we are not here. We are gone somewhere else. Also, Maulana Ahmed Latsab, the Ahmed Barakatum, used to give a very nice example. He says that a bus that is to move from one point to another and pick up passengers, and it has to make so many stops wherever there's a bus stop, even if there isn't anybody there, but it has to make a stop, it's a bus stop. So it has to stop there and then carry on. So if we make a sleeping stop, and that is we sit cross legs with our head down in big muraqabah, that is a sleeping stop. So even when the sleep will come, the bus of sleep, then even if you're not feeling sleepy, it will stop there. You will just doze off. That little bit also you'll doze off. Whether it's Jummah bayan time, whether it's Jummah khutbah time, whether it is any other bayan, if you make a sleeping stop, like a bus stop, then your sleep will come. So we make the niyat that I'm going to listen attentively. If we make that niyat, then we will be awake. Not just I'm going to listen attentively, I make the niyat of listening attentively. The second niyat, what I'm going to listen to, I'm going to retain. I'm going to keep it to me, I'm going to learn it. It's not just listening and it just passes over my head. I listen and it's nothing. No, just imagine how many bayans we have heard till today. If we have retained just 1%, we will be like the biggest allamas in the world. The biggest alims in the world, the amount we have listened in kitab reading, in Quran Sharif, in bayans, whatever we have listened. But we don't make that niyat, we don't retain it. The third is the niyat of making amal. If we make the niyat, we will get the tawfiq of amal. But normally we don't make niyat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned one great virtue to the sahaba. And he added, but there are very few who will make amal. So the amal, if we again just think of all what I've heard till today, had I made amal just on 1% of all what I heard, we would be the biggest awliya, the biggest Sufis in the world, the most pious people. But because we don't make that one small thing niyat, so we are not making amal also. And the fourth is that I will convey to other people. Make that niyat also. And whoever it is, whether it's our family we go, Jummah Bayan we heard, make sure we go and convey. There are some programs carrying on in our masjid, kitab reading takes place, some hadith there, Quran there, whatever I heard, make sure we go. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should advise that normally we at our ages, we are not like students, we're going to sit with the kitab and swat and learn and that. He said the best way to remember and to learn what you heard is just what you heard, go and tell it to 10 people. And then you will see that automatically you will retain it. And this is such, at home we have ta'aleem, when the family gets together, and we just read one hadith from Fadail Amal, and then the translation. And after that, the person who read must repeat it in his words. Then each one must repeat it again. And just a very little. But even that, we see how much we forget. We just heard the hadith now. And already we see we have forgotten already. So let us repeat, inshallah. and you tell 10 people, Hazrat should say, you will know it off by heart, you will have retained it, and you did your duty of passing it on to others. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So hearing also, let us hear with that whatever we hear, and whatever especially deeni talks that take place, there is nothing more greater in the world than deen. The person who is engaged in deen, whether it's 2 rakats of namaz, whether, as we heard now, 10 ayats of the Quran Sharif. And Surah Fatiha is already 7 ayats. And you just read, Inna Aatina, another 3. You won't be written amongst the ghafilin. And how long will that take you? So that we make amal on what we hear, there will be great, great benefit for us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we use this great faculty. If there is some great faculty in this dunya, some scientific or some other type, we all are amazed and we take advantage of it. The great faculties, the greatest factories, the greatest things Allah has put in our lives. So deen is the greatest thing, whether it's 2 rakats of namaz, whether it is reading Quran Sharif, whether it is just reading La ilaha illallah, whether it is just saying Allah, the very word Allah, just the name, the word Allah is keeping this whole world going. So great it is. So all these are very, very great things. Let us appreciate all this. And Allah has filled our lives with so many great, great things. Our tasbihat fatimi, after Fajr Asr, we all generally read. Other times also we should read. Those are very, very great kalimat, great, great words they are. And what detail there is in that also. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us become of those who hear. So sami'na, not just a matter of hearing, but after hearing, then those who say, wa asayna, and we were not going to do. Fortunate are those people who have the attitude, sami'na wa ata'na, that we follow also, we are going to do. Fa' Abdul Wahhab sahab, rahmatullah alayh, of Raiwin, he should say that one time I came to Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, who was one of the perhaps last people who had seen Hazrat and stayed and benefited from Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. So when Hazrat used to make tashkil for 3 days, for example, at the beginning tashkil was for one gusht when there was no environment of deen, and people should say that how we must go and speak about deen by people. Like today also, unfortunately, in so many circles, it's difficult to speak about deen. You speak about filth and dirt. You speak about stool, urine. Then, like one time, there was an announcement, and it happens all the time, and it's in its place there, that the people of the world are going to get together to speak rubbish. That is all the dirt that we take out. All our rubbish. They have so much discussions on rubbish. And we on deen, for rubbish, they will spend how many thousands of rands, all the ticket, airfares, accommodation, the meetings, that place, just to speak about rubbish. All the dirt, etc., how to dispose of it, sewage, how to dispose of it. And continuously, they are making the effort. And they are upgrading all their things all the time. And we for deen, so Maulana, for one gust, he had to give so much of targhib. Nobody was interested. So, and then they're making all the excuses also. In fact, for our country, when the days of the Ijtima were discussed right at the beginning, then our people put forward to our elders in the Markaz, by Hadraji, that we have to choose a period when the business people are free. They were like dismayed. They were like, how can you put business in front of deen? But they knew these are people still very far. That at that time, many of the people, good people who were top Jamaat workers later, but at that time, they say, our 3 days of Easter, you can't take them away. This is our holiday period. We go for picnics and we go to the sea during these days. How were we going to go to for Jamaat and go to an Ijtima? So they found it difficult. So all made excuses. My Ilyas rahmatullah alayh gave this solution. And what a golden solution, that what you are told to do, you do it. You determine, I must do it. When you pick up a problem, then you come back to me again. that I'm telling you, we make gush. Well, afterwards for 3 days, then the people say, we can't go. This is our problem. That is our problem. Then afterwards, don't from the beginning, you make the problems already. In your mind, you are baking those problems and say, this, it can't work. It can't work. This can't work. No, the solution of Deen, implement it. And do how much you can do. When you pick up a problem, come back. Now there's a problem. I can't do it. And in most cases, when we do it, of course, with sincerity, then when we do it, Allah opens the doors. The famous Yusuf alayhi salam ran till the locked doors. So much he could do. And what doors and locks Allah opened. Not only the lock, but locks and doors Allah opened for him. And where Allah Ta'ala took him. So we must do how much we can. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Also, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna sam'a wal basar wal fawad, your eyes, your ears, your hearing, your tongue, your speaking, and your heart, your thinking, kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'oola. You will be questioned about this. And there are those people, mashallah, whose hearts have been prepared. They open their hearts that when they hear this, Qiyamah's day, I will be questioned about all these things. And fortunate are those people who take the lessons. Again, we hear, and we hear to make amal, not just for the sake of hearing, but to bring it. We all say we have come to change our lives, to make our Islam. So we should listen, and we should do that then. Then the changes will come. Just by saying it, the changes are not going to come. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person hears that an atom bomb, it can kill so many people, it can cause so much havoc and so much, and now he starts reading a tasbih of 1,000 times, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb, and he blows on a fly. The fly also won't die. It's not just the atom bomb, there is a reality behind it. So everything, the kalima shahada, la ilaha illallah, has got a reality. The word Allah is so powerful, just the word is so powerful. But the reality, Allah, if we get Allah, we have got ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. So there is a reality. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked a sahabi, kaifa asbaht? How did you get up? And when he said, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. For everything, there is a reality behind him. Not just the word of it, but there is a reality behind it. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we listen, and we listen with the niyat of amal also. So all so those of us who listen, and there are those people till today, Qiyamah's day, I will be questioned in front of everyone. And the real big screen will be on the day of Qiyamah. However Allah's system is, however it will be, all of the people on the plains of Hashar, or where the plains of resurrection, they will be seeing your court case being taken. All your private, in the sam'a, wal basar, wal fu'ad, what you're thinking also, all going to be exposed there. And everyone will see, your mother will see, your wife will see, your daughter will see what you thought nobody knows about. And it will be Allah save, and that also we are taught, we shouldn't miss out on this dua. Allahumma hasibna hisabin yaseera. Oh Allah, make our reckoning an easy reckoning. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is an easy reckoning? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that you are just pushed through. Because the minute your books are opened, you're a goner. Who is going to pass there? If your books are open, all what you thought about, all what you looked at, all what you heard, if all that has to come out and in front of everyone, Allah gave us the opportunity, now we make tawbah. We make sincere tawbah, Allah is most gracious, it will be forgiven. And when Allah Ta'ala forgives, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair pointed out that when Allah Ta'ala forgives, Allah destroys all our records. And Allah destroys it Himself. He doesn't tell the Malaika destroy this person's records. Allah Himself destroys it. And Hazrat should say that Allah has kept that even the Malaika, the angels, don't tell you that they did you a favor. I destroyed your all your records. I destroyed them. Allah Himself will destroy them, and nobody's favor also on you. We just have to ask for forgiveness. And whenever we do any action, good or bad, there are four evidence on it immediately. One is the parts of the body with which we did that action, the place which we did it, and then the Kiram and Katibin, they record it, and then our record of deeds where it's all entered into. There's a lot of details in this, but for evidence immediately on anything we do, like just the word, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيمٌ عَتِيمٌ. That Farisha is ready, he's waiting. The minute he just comes out, before it's even cold out of the mouth, it's already recorded. Good or bad, it's recorded already. But when we make, and when we don't make tawbah, then we have to face the consequences in this world. You are a maqbool, Allah loves you, He is going to forgive you, but you are not making tawbah. Either Allah just forgives you, or now Allah puts you to test and trials. Now you get health problems. Now you get problems with your family. Now your family has got health problems. It's your problem. It's not only your wife's problem, it's your problems now. Now this problem, now that problem, financial problems, fights and arguments, difficulty. Now Allah save us all, now you are paralyzed. Now you are bedridden. All because Allah is cleansing you. You didn't cleanse yourself. You're not in a condition to clean yourself. Now you go to hospital, they clean you up. So clean yourself up. Just make tawbah and then get clean. And then if Allah wants to, and this a person will realize that I'm being punished. And when your position is high by Allah, and you didn't reach that high position, Allah wants to give it to you, also He takes you, drags you through all this. But now you'll be happy. Though you are going through difficulty, mentally you are at ease. By nature, by Allah will make it that you won't feel anything. So we just have to beg Allah Ta'ala. And the dua of afiyat, we must never leave it out also. Because Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyat, everything goes well. We don't face problems in our lives. We don't face all. Otherwise you are old now. There isn't anyone to see to you also. And you are paralyzed now. And in this also one major thing, Allah save us all. See how we are treating our wives. Allah made them like prisoners in our house. They are not prisoners, but Allah put them in our care. And we put them in our care not to abuse them. Not mentally, not physically, in any way. Not Allah didn't put this very, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to when they were traveling and the person riding the horses, the camels, and he was going fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be careful. There are goblets here in the caravan and they are made more finer than china glass also. Look after them. Don't travel so fast. And that also we should think, how many of us, how we drive. And the poor wife with her seat belts on, she's just pressing the seat all the time. The way we are driving, skipping robots, speeding, overtaking where and where. And she's in tension all the time. So, and then even besides that also we put her in tension. And then in the family, while we are in the house, she's in tension. When you're not at home, she's in tension. I don't know when he comes back, what story he's going to come with now. What new thing he's going to come with. You put in, Allah put us as an amir, not as an amir on them. An amir who is concerned about them, who is concerned of their welfare. Not that we use the iron fist, and we just accusing, and we just demanding this. No, that is not the case at all. So we have to, and when that woman, as we read in the ninth kitab, how many of us perhaps were not here? Hazrat gave those examples. One person, just repeat it, inshallah it's beneficial to all of us. Just for his lust sake, he was an already grown up man, 50, 60, whatever. And he wanted to marry a young 17-year-old girl. Just for his lust sake. And he, because of that, not only marry her, he was divorcing his wife also. And he found excuses all. They came to Hazrat, and till 12 o'clock at night, Hazrat said, we were explaining, but he was determined. He was listening, but not listening. He was saying, you say what you want to, I'm going to do what I want to. You carry on talking, and I'm going to still do what I want. You want me to go 3-hour meeting? We'll have a 3-hour meeting. But already the conclusion, the result of the 3-hour meeting is already determined. I'm not listening to anyone. He did what he wanted to. And like in Gujarati we say, ek no bainityo. He just wouldn't listen. He wouldn't accept what we were told. Putting all the arguments clearly, anyone, a child will understand. In fact, a mad person will understand. But when we are mad like that, we just can't see and we don't want to understand. We don't want to accept also. So he divorced her. Where will she go with 6 children of hers? Her parents have passed away, brothers are in their things, sisters she can't go, where must she go to? One place she has, turn to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you open my way for me. Allah opens the ways for the people. For everyone Allah opens the way. He went and married his 17-year-old, not 6 months, and he was paralyzed. When he was paralyzed, now he's number 2 also in the bed. All his things, urine in the bed. She says, I didn't come for this. I came to have a fun life, not for all this year. She went away. And just like that, he died finally. What in his stool and in his urine, he died. So this woman who are under our care, we can say what we want to. She turns aside and she turns to Allah. We think she slept away and she made contact with Allah. We are in big problems. We are in boiling water, boiling oil. Sizzling hot oil we are at that time when she turns to Allah, Ya Allah. And she doesn't have to be a very pious woman. Ya Allah, what must I do? Where must I go? How I'm treated, O Allah? What is being done to me? How I'm abused? That's enough for Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala, Allah says clearly, even if it's a non-Muslim, and a zulm is made, Allah says, I will come to your aid. Even if it's not immediately, I will come to your aid. Allah protect us. It's a very, very delicate issue. And other instances also Allah has written. So anyway, that we, on the day of Qiyamah, everything will come out. Let us take the lesson. Change our lives. Those of us who have abused our wives, take the opportunity. If we are using our phone, send them a message, forgive me. Don't let Allah take in charge. And Allah's system also is, if two people, one has wronged the other person, and the wronged person, he takes revenge, Allah leaves it between them. Allah doesn't do anything. But when he doesn't take revenge, he makes sabr. He turns to Allah. Now Allah fights the case for that person. And when it's gone to Allah's court, then it's out of our jurisdiction. And when Allah takes in charge, you don't know what can hit you and how it can hit you. So be very careful, whether it is with the wife particularly, with our children, with our parents, anyone, whoever, even animals. Don't abuse them. Don't mistreat them. Don't just for nothing throw boiling water on the cat or on the dog or something. Don't just kick them out of the way or anything. These are also like speechless. But the speech with Allah is alive. And Allah sees that also. So let us be very careful with our relationship with the creation of Allah. And those who showed favors even to animals, where Allah Ta'ala took them. So these are all the opportunities Allah Ta'ala gives. So the day of Qiyamah is a day to fear. So Allah Ta'ala says, all the inna sam'a wal basar wal fu'ad kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Fu'ad, your heart, our thoughts and our thinking. And that is the 4th roza that we have to keep. Roza of the eyes also, besides the basic roza. Roza of the tongue also. Roza of the ears also. Roza of the heart and mind also. Our thoughts also. And that is a very common question which many ask also. Stray thoughts, that even in namaz I get stray thoughts. What thoughts come to me? I'm reading Quran Sharif and what thoughts come? Making zikr and what thoughts come? Duas and what thoughts? So, the thoughts that come on their own, we are not responsible. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came and told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are getting such terrible thoughts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that already happening? He said, yes, zaq al-iman, that is your iman. When you are concerned, and shaitan is bringing all funny type of thoughts, all wrong thoughts about Allah Ta'ala himself, about akhirat, about qabr, and you are worried about it, then that is a sign you have got iman, because you are worried. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh, what position Allah gave him, what foresight, intelligence. When one time Shia told Mufti Saab that it's only Sunnis who become Qadianis. Shias never become Qadianis. So Mufti Saab immediately told him, Allah had blessed him like that. Shaitan is not a stupid person who goes and robs somewhere where there is nothing. He goes where there is something. So the Shias, they got nothing. They got no Iman. What must he go and rob them and make them Qadianis? The Sunnis who have got Iman, he goes and robs them and he tries and make them. You people are out of the fold already. You are out of the question right from the beginning. So Shaitan is not so stupid that he goes and rob a person that hasn't got anything. So when you got Iman, Shaitan will bring the thoughts also. But, and now it will worry you also that I'm getting all. What funny thoughts I'm getting. What terrible thoughts. That's the sign of you having Iman. If like atheist, he gets thought that Allah doesn't exist. It doesn't bother him at all. He's more happier that I got more proof now that Allah doesn't exist according to his thinking. That Allah doesn't. But a mu'min, if somebody has to present a case like that to him, and as we are passing, which will also help us, one professor, atheist, told the students that the Quran Sharif has got mistakes. It's not an eloquent Arabic kitab, top Arabic kitab, it's got mistakes. And in that he said, he quoted the ayat that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah hasn't made, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ, for a man, رَجُل, two hearts within himself. Allah didn't make. So he said the Quran shouldn't have said rajul. Even for a woman she hasn't got two hearts. So why did the ma ja'ala Allah li imrin, ma ja'ala Allah li ahadin min qalbayn? For anyone, for any person, Allah didn't make two hearts. Why did the Quran specify that for a man? That means the Quran is not absolute. It's not watertight. So the young boy stood up and said, sir, when a mother is expecting and she's got a baby within her, now she has got two hearts in her inside. And Allah said, fi jofi, in the inside. Now the mother's heart is also there and the baby's heart is also there. And if she has got twins, she's got three hearts in her. And a man, unless this all this LGBT, now man will also give birth or something, then perhaps a man will have two hearts within him. Otherwise, a man, no matter what you do, a man can't have two hearts. A woman, she conceives, now she's got two hearts within her. So what perfect kitab we have got. Absolute, watertight kitab. If I don't understand, it's I don't understand. If I understood wrongly, but Quran Sharif, 100% watertight kitab. Every law, nobody can ever find any mistake in the one time. Two doctors in America, in a maternity home. Two women delivered babies, and however it happened, which is a thing which doesn't make sense, but it happened. They mixed the babies. The one was a boy and the one was a girl. To who does the boy belong and who does the girl belong to? A major thing. So the Egyptian, American doctor told the Egyptian doctor, you always tell me your Quran has got answers to everything. We got a big problem. We are going to be fired here also. And we have done whatever, they didn't keep the, put the tags on and who belongs to whatever, however it happened. It's a thing which you can't understand in this day and age, but it happened not so long ago. So the Egyptian doctor said, okay, let me see. He contacted some ulama of his. They said, this is not in our jurisdiction. You people made that mistake there when delivering the babies of that woman, and we must have the answers or not. But he said, just ponder of the ayat, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that for a man is double the share of a woman. This law refers directly to inheritance. But ponder on that. He pondered, Allah opened it on him. He went back to his colleague and he said, I got the answer. The Quran has given me the answer. What is the answer? Let us take the milk of both the mothers, breast milk, and the same quantity we take and analyze it in the laboratory. When they analyze it, 100% abad, the one woman's milk, the same quantity, but it had double the nutrients and double everything of the other mothers. So it was clear that that for a man is double the share, so the boy belongs to her. And a very similar case happened in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also. that the Arabs, they always just wanted boys. They should be very, very grieved if their mother gave birth to a girl. So one woman who gave birth, two women together. So the mother who had a daughter, she claimed that the boy is her child. So this argument went on, and it came in the office of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So he gave the same similar ruling. He said, take the same quantity of milk, no laboratories in those days, and weigh the two milk, the same quantity and the weight. Abbas, one's mother's milk was double the amount and the other one was half the amount. So this is how the Quran Sharif is watertight. So Allah Ta'ala, let us take lessons from the Quran Sharif. And what is going to come out on the day of Qiyamah, let us be concerned. So our thoughts also, we will be questioned about, not those thoughts which are stray thoughts, which came on their own. You didn't invite them. They just came, and unwanted guests, they are there by you. You won't be questioned about them. But those that came and you entertained them, when you realize, now some bad thought about a woman, now I'm doing wrong, but now you're enjoying yourself with that woman. All just a fantasy, and just in your mind, in which is no reality, that you will be questioned. The thoughts you brought yourself in your mind, you're thinking about wrong things, and you brought it yourself, all that will also come out, and we will be questioned about it. And whatever our ears, whatever we heard, our eyes, whatever we looked at, all these things will be questioned. So the stray thoughts, so one great solution our ulama give for this year, it's not anything difficult. One great solution our ulama give is that you just ignore those thoughts. Basic thing. But simple answers and solutions are too simple for us. We are very advanced people and very sophisticated. We need big, big solution, and lot of money we must pay, and lot of tests we must do, and we must go through the difficult route, then that is something. But a simple solution, that isn't anything. You tell somebody a simple solution, it just doesn't make sense. Until you don't put him on the on a difficult route, then that makes sense. Where you spend your time, your energies, everything you do, that makes sense to us. So the simple thing is just to ignore it. Another beautiful example our elders give for the thoughts, your heart is a highway, a freeway, not our freeway, the thoroughway, a freeway where everyone is allowed. On our freeways, bicycles are not allowed, cycles, a horse cart, a camel cart won't be allowed, but your heart, everyone is allowed to travel there. So, and when everyone is traveling, there's a truck next to you. Sometimes we find when we are traveling, there's a big truck on this side, a big truck on this side. You are sandwiched between the two. And some people have met up with accidents also in this circumstances. Allah save us all. But at that time, all you have to do, you watch your road. Don't worry what that truck driver is going to do. You watch what you have to do. So when all the heart is that super freeway where everyone is allowed to come, all types of thought, but you just concentrate on what you want to. And a more easier solution than that is that you just do what you have to do. Then there is no place for the other one. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ. No two thoughts can come to you. You think what you... I have to think of Allah. I have to think of my namaz. I have to think of akhirat. You think what you have to think. This other thought. When you are free, when you are not thinking of what you have to think, then the negative thoughts will come. And it's Allah's system. No vacuum any place. The minute you make a vacuum, immediately it's filled. The minute you don't, you say, I haven't got time for tilawat, now the time is not getting saved for you. Immediately it will go into watching the cell phone and all wrong things, in fact. And Allah's system, you don't do the right, we will make you do the wrong. And those people in those countries, Muslim countries, where the government does not allow the beard, etc. The starting of it is when they made a mockery of the beard. They did not appreciate it. Then Allah made a law that you're not allowed to keep a beard. Civil servants, etc. So it is all in our hands. What we do, kama tadino kama tudano, jaise karni, waise bharni. As we do, Allah makes the laws come like that also. So we have to be careful. So, جی. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we take our responsibility and what we have to do, we do it. Then Allah makes things come in our favor. And when we're doing things, what we have to do, we don't do. Allah makes things. When we were teaching in a madrasa, in a maktab, then ustaz, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, we also got caught. They standing outside and talking, leaving the children not to, just like that, not fulfilling our duty. Then the law came that now the school going to have extra sports time. And now they're going to come later. We blame them that they are against our madrasa, they are against our religion. But it's we who are responsible. We did not appreciate that time as a punishment. Allah put it now compulsory they have to go. And how many places they have to go now for compulsory ballet dancing. And they have to go for all extra mural. What and what things come out? It's our. We don't appreciate. If we appreciate the time, Allah will give us more time also. And Allah will give us more quality time. But when we don't appreciate, we do the wrong things, then these things happen. So Allah Ta'ala make it that this thought that come, just ignore it. And just do what we have to do. And what beautiful, more beautiful thoughts that can they be than thinking of Allah, who is the creator of all beauty. And the kalam of Allah, from Allahu Akbar. What a great takbir Allah gave us. Allah gave us Subhanallah, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Rabbana walaka al-hamd. These words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us all this beauty, beauties. The beauties are not the filthy things of the dunya. These are the real beauty. And just to meditate on them, the thana, how beautiful it is. Alhamd Sharif, Allahu Akbar. All the kitabs of the previous Anbiya, Allah condensed into the Quran. The whole Quran Sharif, Allah condensed it into Surah Fatiha. What a great, just to read Surah Fatiha. And Allah also give us all tawfiq. Besides our namaz Surah Fatiha, it's a great amal, very great amal. To try and see, ask myself, is Surah Fatiha in my life or not? Is Ayatul Kursi in my life or not? Surah Ikhlas, is it in my life? If not, I need Islah desperately. If I'm not my ma'mulat, man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. A person who hasn't got wazaif, nothing comes into his heart also. A person who makes contact with Allah, Allah puts that knowledge which you didn't learn when you have your wazaif. What then what Allah opens on a person, and what the secrets of our deen, and of Surah Fatiha, and Surah Ikhlas, and then the secrets come out of the Quran which are there. The Quran has got its zahir form, the outward form, and of which we become, we nazra we do, hibs we do, qiraat we do, and it's got a batin, and inside also. And just like a piece of land, the outside you can build a house there. And the inside of it, there may be diamonds, gold in that land. So you take that out. So like that, the Quran Sharif also has got its outward form, outward also, and the inward also. So our thoughts are also a very great thing that we have to pay attention to, and we have to take remedy for it also. And we take our solution, and the thoughts can become such that nations which are completely down and out, one thought can take the nation so high. And a whole nation which is high up, one thought can bring that nation right down. And thoughts are just flying around. They are just coming and going. So to control and usage of our thoughts in that direction, we have to keep roza of that also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Really, if we make this Ramadan what it's supposed to be, and the few days that are left also, we can become brilliant people. We can become, lead the world where they are dragging the world into this LGBT and into all the filth and the new world order and whatever it is. We are the people and we've got the opportunity. And the tools are in our hands. All the gadgets, all the buttons are in front of us. Press the right buttons now. And we've got it. Allah gave us the energy. Allah gave us this time. And we can drag the world and take it to the height. All those people who are drowned in sin and who are thinking rotten and filth they are thinking, they also will come and see the beauty of Islam and the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. It is in our hands. Let us use it. Make this time valuable with our du'as also, with our efforts also, making our Islam is Islam of the whole, not the ummah only, but of mankind. And if we don't make our Islam, Islam is the destruction of us also and the destruction of mankind also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.